Good morning, this is Dave Zinn with the Gallatin National Forest Avalanche Forecast on Tuesday, January 21st at 7 a.m. Today's forecast is sponsored by Highline Partners and Gallatin County Search and Rescue. This forecast does not apply to operating ski areas. The southern ranges received 1 to 2 inches of snow last night. Temperatures are in the 20s and winds are 10 to 20 miles an hour from the southwest with gusts of up to 45 miles an hour in Highlight Canyon. Temperatures in the northern mountains will rise into the 40s today, with slightly cooler conditions in the southern ranges. The winds will be 10 to 30 miles an hour from the southwest. The mountains around West Yellowstone and Cook City will get 2 to 4 inches of snow by morning, and the northern ranges will get a trace to 2 inches. Over the weekend, skiers, riders, new snow, and Cornice Falls triggered 17 avalanches in the Bridger and Madison ranges and the mountains around Cook City and West Yellowstone. Yesterday, snowmobilers unintentionally triggered avalanches that broke on deeply buried weak layers in the Buck Ridge and Lionhead Ridge areas. The rider in Lionhead stated, "Our group is trained in avalanche safety, practiced beacon use prior to leaving town in the morning, we're wearing avalanche gear, and we're very fortunate that this ended up the way it did. We added these incidents to our avalanche log that includes a 10-foot deep avalanche triggered by snowmobilers on Cedar Mountain, a skier-triggered avalanche north of Bridger Bowl, and natural avalanches near Lionhead Ridge and Cook City. We are grateful to everyone who sent in their incident reports this weekend. You help us learn and make safer decisions as a community. Human-triggered avalanches are less likely each day without snow. Many riders or skiers will get away with it before an unlucky person triggers a potentially fatal avalanche. This is the reality of moderate danger on a year with widespread persistent weak layers, as Alex and I discuss in our video. Doug explains in his video from Mount Abundance that thinner areas in the snowpack are the likely places a skier or rider can trigger one of these monster slides. The management strategy is avoiding steep terrain and an honest assessment of your personal risk tolerance. The avalanche danger is rated moderate, with large human-triggered avalanches still possible. The Shower Falls Snowtell reported only 10 inches of snow last week, but wind gusts of up to 65 miles an hour were enough to build large, dense slabs of snow. On Saturday, skiers unintentionally triggered 3 separate avalanches in the northern Gallatin Range. The largest broke up to 7 feet deep on buried weak layers. These were the first large slides of the year reported in this area. Yesterday, on a tour to Divide Peak, we found a generally stable snowpack outside the areas with heavy wind loading. Give fresh drifts of snow time to stabilize by avoiding steep slopes loaded by wind. Assess the snowpack and consequences of a small avalanche before committing to steep terrain. The avalanche danger is rated moderate on wind-loaded slopes and low everywhere else. If you get out, please send us your observations, no matter how brief. You can fill out an observation form on the website, email us at mtavalanche.com, or leave us a voicemail at 406-587-6984.